Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here. Of course, till 1 o'clock, Maggie and Bart will come your way. Brian Riscona, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live in the Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses. You know where, only at ShopRite. And unbelievably enough, the Tampa Bay Rays have forced a deciding fifth game tomorrow against the Astros in Houston. So hold on to that. Hold that Yankee-Astros series. How many times have we talked about it over the years, too, bro? You and I, we talked about it, you know, as the season was wearing on. Yankees-Astros, Yankees-Astros. And how many times have we thought a big series was coming up or a big playoff game was inevitable or a Super Bowl or whatever it is, NBA Finals, only to come to find out it doesn't play out that way.
It seems to happen a lot. And I felt throughout the season that something would trip this up.
Right.
But as we sit here on the eve of a game five, I just don't have the guts that it will be tripped up, despite what happened last night.
Right.
Despite
right.
the fact that Justin Verlander on short rest was not Justin Verlander. But more so than that last night watching this game, the Astros haven't hit. I mean, it comes down to that. And we've seen that happen to the Yankees in the past in short series. We've seen it happen before. But outside of game one where they tacked on the runs late for Verlander, this team hasn't scored. And it's collective. There's a lot of guys to blame. I know George Springer had two hits last night, but coming into this game last night, he hadn't had it in the series. Michael Brantley, who had been a great offseason acquisition for the Astros, had a great year. He took an 0-for last night. I think he has two hits in this series. They just have not hit enough. And now they're in a danger zone. They're in the danger zone of playing one game where everything they've accomplished during this regular season, which was remarkable. They're the best team in baseball, in my opinion. But guess what? We've said this before. Just because you're the best team in baseball doesn't mean a hill of beans when you're playing a best of five or best of seven series.
And the pressure's all on them. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the pressure's on Houston to win now. They got to win. And I wonder a little bit if they might have been pressing and watching the game yesterday, maybe pressing a little bit. Maybe a little bit. Maybe they're feeling it a little bit. Well, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But, boy, I tell you, Tampa Bay has that look of a team that's got a little magic going.
Sometimes we try to figure out why things happen, right? Are the Astros pressing? Did Justin Verlander struggle because he was pitching on short rest?
Right, right.
None of it may be true. All of it may be true.
All
we know is that the Houston Astros last night, more so than Verlander to me, they lost this game because they couldn't hit. Because when they're facing Diego Castillo and Yarborough and Nick Anderson, who is filthy, and Pouche and Pagan and Blake Snell coming out of the bullpen, Joe, they never were able to put much together. And I thought Altuve being thrown at the plate was an absolute killer in this game.
Yeah, it was a big play. There's no doubt about it. But I wonder sometimes, too, bro, when you got a guy like Verlander on the mound and you're expected to win, and he goes out there in the first inning and they put a three spot on him, you know, you wonder if that takes a little air out of the balloon.
It could.
Sometimes I wonder about that. I really do.
It could be deflating, but this is a championship caliber team.
Well, they are.
They won the World Series 2 years ago, and they had a very disappointing exit a year ago to the Boston Red Sox when they won game one in Fenway, and it looked like here we go again with the Astros.
Well, last year I think the Red Sox were better. I think they probably were better last year.
Well, look, the Red Sox were better during the regular season, but I think after Houston took game one of that series, there was a sentiment, not just from people in Houston, but this feeling of, despite the win-loss record, the Astros are the better team. They are the defending reigning world champions. Now, it turned out not to be the case. Like you said, the Red Sox won four straight, and they obviously won the series and won the World Series. So they turned out to be the better team, but they are coming off a disappointing playoff defeat a year ago. And if they ever lost game five at home with Gerrit Cole on the mound, it's a disaster.
Yep. That would be a disaster.
Now, if you're a Yankee fan, you should be enjoying this.
Yep.
Sit back, have a good time. Nothing's easy. I mean, this has altered the way the Astro rotation would line up in the ALCS, no question. I don't think it damages them severely, but it alters it. Like, for example, I think the assumption we all had is, okay, Cole game one, Verlander game two, Greinke game three. That was the feeling that you had. Question mark game four, maybe Wade Miley, and then they come back with Cole, Verlander, or Verlander, Cole, and then Greinke in a game seven. Here's the way it's altered. Zach Greinke's going to pitch game one if the Astros win.
Right.
Now, Zach Greinke was terrible in game three against Tampa. I think it helps that he's not at Yankee Stadium and he's in Houston, but I think you feel like you have more of a shot when you face Zach Greinke than when you face Verlander and Cole. They can come back with Verlander in game two. That would be normal rest. And have Cole in game three, question mark game four, Greinke game five. And that means if this thing ever went back to Houston, whatever the series record is, the Houston Astros would have Verlander and Cole for 6 and 7. So it's not as if the rotation being altered is the end of the world for Houston. I would rather have my best pitchers pitching game one and two. So it alters it a little bit, but it's not, you know, game-changing for the Houston Astros. What's game-changing is if you're not playing the Astros and you're playing a team in Tampa Bay who, sure, they could beat the Yankees. They may beat Houston. But the Yankees are a better team than the Tampa Bay Rays.
Well,
they just are.
They are better. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. But sometimes, as we've talked about it, we're talking about it. I mean, better doesn't always matter. Sometimes you get these teams that, like I said, they get a little bit of a roll going, a little bit of that magic dust happening, and it happens.
Well, it's...
And I'm not saying that's going to happen here with Tampa. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, you know, we'll see.
I mean, look,
of course they got a shot.
The thing about baseball that's great about the playoffs and also, quote, unfair about the playoffs is that the best team normally doesn't win.
Right, well.
Because in a best-of-five series especially, and certainly in a best-of-seven series, you have to get hot at the right time. I've always felt that way about baseball. That's why, you know, when we try to figure out who's going to go to a World Series, even when we already know the playoff teams, it's one of the most difficult sports to predict. This isn't the NBA.
Nope.
You know, anything can happen.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think the Astros are better than Tampa Bay, but can Tampa Bay win a game five in Houston? Why not?
Of course. Of course.
Even some of the great teams of all time lose three in a row. But the problem is history is written by the winners. I say that all the time. If the Astros lose this series, any argument about them being one of the great teams of all time, you could throw it out the window. It's gone.
Of course.
Goodbye.
Of course.
They win the World Series. We're having that discussion.
Right. Right.
But certainly the pressure's on. I think if you're a Yankee fan, you'll love every second of this. You want them to play a 19-inning game five.
Well, you probably
want
to see Tampa win. I mean, I would think if you're a Yankee fan, you want to see the Rays, you want to see the Astros out. Let's go Tampa.
No question.
You get the home field. Now, again, you know, there is a lot of familiarity with both for Tampa, too, playing the Yankees. I'm sure they have no fear playing the Yankees. They play them 19 times a year. But if you're a Yankee fan, you're sitting there saying, man, I'll take my chances with Tampa.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question. I think you're lying if you say you'd rather play the Houston Astros.
Of course.
Why would you rather play the Houston Astros? And don't give me this BS of, I want to beat the best.
The best team? Yeah.
Who cares about beating the best? You think that matters? It doesn't matter at all. You just want to win.
Now, you're not throwing it back. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, a lot of Met fans hate winning the pennant in 2000 because they only beat the Cardinals. Yeah. They hate it. They think it's horrible that they didn't beat the Braves. Who gives a damn?
No, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. So don't. No Yankee fan should say that. It is fine, it is fair, it is smart to sit there tomorrow night rooting for the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, the Rays, they present challenges. No one's saying it would be easy. No matter who you play in a playoff series, anything can happen. Unless it's the Twins, obviously.
Well.
Unless it's the Twins.
The Twins don't count.
Twins-Yankees,
like I said, if it ever happens again in the playoffs, the commission should just cancel it. For the good of the league, you know what we're going to do? For the good of baseball. You know, maybe mix it up that the Twins can't play the Yankees.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Best
Something like that.
Best interest of baseball.
Right, that's right.
But give Tampa credit because, you know, I mentioned one of the key plays in this game was when Yordan Alvarez, who has hit in this series, give him credit, ripped that what appeared to be RBI double. And I have no issue with one out, down by three at the time, sending Jose Altuve.
Right.
It was a fine send. But the Tampa Bay Rays, led by Kevin Kiermaier, who is a tremendous defensive center fielder, Also, by Willy Adames, they needed to make perfect plays. And Darnold, give Darnold credit. He needed to catch the ball.
Got a big hit yesterday, Darnold, too. Got a big RBI base hit in the first inning off Verlander.
He did. And by the way, that doesn't bother me. I don't care.
No, I don't know. No, I don't. That doesn't matter.
Darnold doesn't bother me.
It doesn't matter.
It was time to go.
He had to go leave the Mets. No, there's no none of that with Darnold.
I'm not rooting for him. I'm not rooting against him. I don't care. He can do whatever the hell he wants. But Kiermaier made a great throw. Adames made a perfect relay throw, and it was a bang-bang play. It felt like a momentum killer. I mean, if Altuve beats that, it's a 3-1 game. There's a runner on second. There's one out. Who knows what happens? But I look at what we've seen over the first four games of this series, and you have an Astro team that's not hitting. And you know what's kind of funny about that in a weird way? For years, when the Yankees have struggled offensively in the playoffs, the big discussion here has been, well, they strike out too much, and that's what leads to that. The Astros are not a big strikeout team. Now, they've struck out a bunch of times in this series, but coming into this series, they are one of the more efficient teams at putting the bat on the ball, right? So that doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to go through a team batting slump just because you put the bat on the ball. And that's what's happened here. And we give the Tampa Bay Rays credit, too. I'm not trying to dismiss what they did, especially yesterday when they're using a bullpen day. Diego Castillo, who began the year as the closer, has been more of the seventh and eighth inning guy over the last few months of the season. He's the opener in this game. And then you're using Yarborough and Anderson and Poche and Pagan, and then, believe it or not, a starter to close the game out. Very Tampa Bay Ray-like. But the Astros aren't hitting. And so those kinds of batting slumps that has affected the Yankees in the past and sometimes has cost them in the postseason, it's happening before our eyes to the Houston Astros. And it could happen in Game 5. Garrett Cole could go out and dominate.
Sure.
He could pitch great. If they don't hit, they may not win this thing.
Yeah, I think Houston needs to get out to a quick lead in this game tomorrow. I really do. I mean, otherwise I could see them really starting to press even more. I think they need to get some runs on the board early and take the lead early.
When you think about it,
they need that.
That would press. And, you know, maybe they were deflated, like you said earlier, with Verlander getting hit hard and all that.
Could be.
This is a team that 2 years ago won the seventh game of the World Series at Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be a team with the DNA of not pressing at all? They've won a championship.
Yeah.
They're
I don't know.
Championship commodity here.
I don't know what the mindsets are of teams. I don't know. I mean, maybe they come into this series taking Tampa much too lightly. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. I don't know. I don't know how to figure a psyche of any team once you get into a playoff situation, especially when you're talking about, you know, the baseball. You know, it's not a one and done situation here. It's different. So it's hard, and momentum swings happen. I mean, obviously the momentum now has swung to Tampa.
Yeah.
It
swung with Zach Greinke getting bombed.
Right, that's right.
So it changed everything.
It changed everything.
It also could be as simple as they're in on a two-game losing streak, which happens all the time.
Well, it does.
To the best of teams, to the Astros throughout the year, to the Yankees throughout the year. It's just happening at the wrong time right now.
Look, so many times in baseball history, we have seen the team that looked like it was far inferior to the other one lose in a playoff series. I mean, it's happened over and over and over again. It'll happen again. It may be happening here. So we've seen it happen. It will continue to happen. Baseball's a little different than the other sports.
Yep.
You know, in that regard.
And now if you're a baseball fan with rooting interest or just a little bit of rooting interest, we are being given the gift of two game five today's and a game five tomorrow. Yep. And what's cool about the Dodger National one, I know that's the late one, is that very quietly, and I want to give this guy credit because I don't usually give him credit because I don't like him, but I want to be fair. Very quietly, Steven Strasburg has written quite a postseason resume. You know, we talk about what Tanaka's done in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Steven Strasburg has now made four postseason starts and a bullpen appearance, which obviously was in the wild card game. He's thrown 28 innings and he's allowed two earned runs. That's a 0.64 ERA.
Not bad.
His postseason starts have been dominant, all of them. And so tonight, he has a chance to take that legacy that he has, which is still being written, obviously. What is Steven Strasburg's legacy? It's probably being shut down in 2012.
Yep, that's the thing I probably think of first.
And that's not fair.
That in his first start, I think it was against the Pirates, which is much ballyhooed, and he pitched a tremendous game that game.
No doubt.
Struck out a ton of guys, all of that.
One of the most hyped up guys that ever came up.
Yep.
So as he writes his career legacy, it changes tonight. I mean, if he goes into Dodger Stadium against the two-time defending National League champion LA Dodgers, the team that was clearly the best team in baseball all year long, and he adds to what is already a sterling postseason resume by beating the LA Dodgers at Dodger Stadium, I think we all wake up tomorrow morning with a very different view of Steven Strasburg.
I got a feeling Washington's going to win. I don't know why. I just do. That's me.
I hope you're wrong.
Well, I told you. I have so much animosity towards every team playing right now in the National League. I have hatred for every one of them. As a Met fan in all different ways and capacities.
The
so.
Enemy.
So I, you know, every one of them I can't stand. So we'll leave it at that.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
And right now, my main enemies would be the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Nationals. And their enemy, they're my friends. So for this moment, the St. Louis Cardinals and the LA Dodgers, I'm not saying I love them, but they are my friends.
Right. I can't work up any major hatred either way this plays out. I mean, if it is Washington, Atlanta, so be it. You know, it is what it is. I mean, what are you going to do? You know, so
well, there's nothing I could do other than cry.
I know. I mean, but it's not like our team going down. I mean, it's different. You know, when your team's not there, it changes the whole dynamic of everything. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Do I like any of these teams in the National League? No. But it's just...
I become bitter against my division rivals. That's what happens to me, at least.
Bitterness, like I told you. I got bitterness with the Cardinals. I got bitterness with the Dodgers. I got bitterness with the Braves. The team I have probably the least bitterness with is Nationals, because the Mets actually played the Nationals pretty well. And when they, you know, went head-to-head again, well, they beat them, I think, 12 out of 19 this year. The one time they were actually, you know, a major race with them going right down to the wire, they beat them in 2015. So, you know... They're probably the one, as much as I don't ever want to see them win anything, they're probably the team I have the least animosity of the four with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't feel that way.
Well, but you know
but
what I mean.
Understand where you're coming from.
Because the Nationals have not taken anything away from me.
That's fine.
You know what I mean? Yeah, well, all these other teams have.
I got you.
You know? I think that's where it stems from.
We'll get to your calls coming up, 877-337-6666. Michael Irvin will join us in his weekly spot. Talk a little football as well. Giants get set for what is going to be an uphill battle against the Patriots tomorrow night. Sam Darnold is back with the Jets. But Ingo and Roberts in the midday right here on the Radio.com app. And also ask your smart speaker to play WFAN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.